For those of you that do not know by now, I travel a lot. I speak a lot. Do an event called Walk for Water. This year's theme says water is hope. So when I'm speaking to audiences of all sizes and different people, I try to tell them, what does water is hope mean? And I reflect back in my mind to my time in Haiti. And I think, what does hope mean? Now I'm going to say I don't have any Haitians that gave me what is hope. They probably would have told me. I wouldn't have understood what they said. But in what I've experienced and what I've seen, water, clean water, to them brings hope. And so at a walk, I'll say, what does hope mean to you? And I'll ask people as they're walking along in their journey around the 4 miles to think about what is hope. And so I thought, you know what? This morning, we're going to share what some of you describe to me what hope is. Because hope is not defined by Webster's dictionary. And I found that out. And so today is my pleasure to let two kinds of people speak. First and foremost, the Word of God. And second, our family. So sit back, buckle up, and enjoy. You don't have to hear my thoughts for once. Turn your Bibles, if you will, to 1 Peter chapter 3, verses... 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. Dyslexic there. I've got several verses today that are kind of lengthy, but follow along. Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that is imperishable, uncorrupted, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. You are being protected by God's power through faith for a salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. You rejoice in this, though now for a short time you have had to struggle in various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, more valuable than gold, which perishes through refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. You love Him, though you have not seen Him. And though not seeing Him now, you believe in Him and rejoice with an inexpressible and glorious joy, because you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. In there you see a lot of things that are powerful, and it all goes back to this hope I'm going to talk about. Hope in the resurrection of Christ. Today has been awesome. I will say, I was sitting there and I was fired up. Papa, you're singing. The audience just participating just lit me on fire. And then Dave's thoughts as we gathered around the table and we talk about the resurrection. And that's it. It's all over science. He is risen. But do we sometimes have that mindset of those that went to the tomb knowing He promised it? So for us, hope is found in the resurrection, because if Christ did not raise up from the dead, would we be sitting here today? No. That would take Christ, He wouldn't have fulfilled God's promises, and to us it would have been a normal man. But the power is in the resurrection. So let's talk about hope. I tried to make everybody's little hope quotes look fancy. Someone told me this: hope is more than wishing. It is anticipated expectations. Hope. A strong desire or wanting for something to happen, and belief that it will happen. And some of you did give me permission, so Jared wrote this. Hope. I believe hope is so important to have the ability to carry on when most would not. Hope is a motivator, a game changer, and a joy bringer. Hope only works in Christ. Otherwise, it is just wishful thinking. Christ is the hope of a better tomorrow, a lifestyle of growing against the impossible, being a spark of light in full darkness to make all the difference. The realization that death is not final, nor will keep us apart from our loved ones. Hope in Christ makes everything worthwhile, whether it is sorrow, death, loss of all completely, or whatever Satan can throw. Think of Job. Hope is liquid courage to go to the unknown, the unexplained, uncertain, or unforeseen. Because of Christ's promises, in which I may place my hope in all situations, knowing without doubt all is well with my soul. Hope, and I don't focus on the picture, but you'll understand it here in a second. Hope is the active anticipation that what you believe will come to pass in the future will. It can be the result of something we strongly desire will happen, a promise that something will happen, or both. Our strength of hope determines how much it influences our life decisions. I hope I win the lottery may not motivate us to quit our job now. Not much faith in that hope. Just desire compared to our hope in the promise of God. Each person decides, is it worth how much we approach this life, or just a lottery desire that lacks the faith to live for that hope? I suppose I hope that it would work out, that I would be all right and come out of surgery. But then the faith came into play that I had faith in whatever would be, would be. Whatever was in God's plan, that's what would happen. Said to me by John. Powerful, isn't it? I could have read that and not put John's name up there, but you get the whole idea of what hope means to someone. Sorry. Melissa shared this with me. And I'm sorry it's dark. I'll have to read it. My iPad looks a lot better than the screen sometimes. Hope to me is knowing through faith that whatever pain you may be experiencing now, whether emotional or physical, is only temporary, and things will get better. Doesn't necessarily mean the situation you're in totally changes. For example, I'm still in a wheelchair, but God provides you the strength and the peace to persevere. Hope is defined by people in this room. Hope is real, is it not? Hope is so much more than that Webster's Dictionary. It's so much more than that little fancy word that you see on Facebook with these little pictures that I'm adding behind it. Let's go on to another one. Just making sure it's behind me. Trusting in technology, I hope it works. I know that I heard Matt last week had a little bit of technology struggle, so my experience with hope is that it's a lifeline you hold on to while you take steps in life. It's like a rope for you to hold on to while you put one foot in front of the other. Sometimes you have to grip it tightly as the only thing you have to hang on in the middle of a hurricane. And other times it's a sunny day and your hand very lightly rests on the rope. It's always there, but the curveball of life determines how important the concept of hope becomes in one's life. And then our final quote, I'm sure you probably want more because these are awesome, are they not? Hope is one of the greatest gifts. It brings light to our darkest moments. When we have a miscarriage or a parent suffers the loss of a child, we have the true hope of meeting them in heaven. When we lose a parent, grandparent, spouse, etc., we have the hope that they have attained something far greater than can be experienced on this earth. Christ's sacrifice and resurrection makes us whole. Those outside of Christ are empty shells, living from one moment to the next. When this life ends, that's it. They are truly hopeless. But it's the moments, both good and bad, in this world that looking at them remind me of my hope. Said so well by Blake. Let's go to the greatest quoter of all time. Let's go back to the Word of God. We're going to look at some more passages through His inspired Word that talk about it. And I promise you we could probably go on for hours looking at passages of hope, but these are ones that stood out to me. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 13 through 18 is what we're going to read. 13 is up on the board. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, concerning those who are asleep, so that you will not grieve like the rest who have no hope. Since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, in the same way God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep through Jesus. For we say this to you by a revelation from the Lord. We who are still alive at the Lord's coming will certainly have no advantage over those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the archangel's voice, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are still alive will be caught up together and with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Goes so fitting with what Blake's talk of hope was. Lamentations chapter 3. Yes, I pulled out Lamentations 22 through 24. You'll know it very well, though. Because of the Lord's faithful love, we do not perish, for his mercies never end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, I say. The Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will put my hope in him. Almost started singing that. It sounds like something I sang many a times in the youth group. Amazing how those songs that Dave led us in were out of the Bible. Didn't know that back then. Very good. You tricked me. This passage here doesn't have the word hope in it, but does it have to have hope to understand it? Listen to the words as we continue on in building up just the excitement of the day, the resurrection of what hope means. Ephesians chapter 3, 14 through 21 is where we're going to read. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. I pray that he may grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power in the inner man through his Spirit, and that the Messiah may dwell in your hearts through faith. I pray that you, being rooted and firmly established in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the length and width, height and depth of God's love, and to know the Messiah's love that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do above and beyond all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. And then the last passage for this morning, Hebrews chapter 6, 13 through 20. For when God made a promise to Abraham, since he had no one greater to swear by, he swore by himself, I will indeed bless you, and I will greatly multiply you. And so, after waiting patiently, Abraham attained the promise. For men swear by something greater than themselves, and for them a confirming oath ends every dispute. Because God wanted to show his unchangeable purpose even more clearly to the heirs of the promise, he guaranteed it with an oath, so that through two unchangeable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for a refuge might have strong encouragement to seize the hope set before us. We have this hope as an anchor for our lives, safe and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. Jesus has entered there on our behalf as a forerunner, because he has become a high priest forever in the order of I can't even say his name. Melchizedek. That's where I needed Chef or somebody to give me the true pronunciation. Hope. Today, through words of our family, we heard these words or these thoughts. Hope is defined by experiences, situations, stages of life, where we are emotionally. Hope is defined in the present. Hope is defined in where you are in your relationship with Christ. We also heard that hope is a game changer. Hope is a rope to hold on to. Hope is an active anticipation. Hope is an anchor. For us, hope is in heaven. Hope is living. Hope is in Christ. This morning, I've got these back so many texts. And I just about said, this morning I hope that all of you can take something from this. On a day when we celebrate the resurrection, we remember the resurrection and in the power it has in our lives, I encourage you to find out what hope means to you and start by finding that hope in Christ. Because there's no other greater anchor to put out there than to have hope in the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. So as I like to always do, the invitation is always open to those who are wanting to establish a relationship with Christ to put them on in baptism. That opportunity is always available. Also, it's a time for us to share. We are a family, as I've mentioned throughout this. And by family, I truly mean that. Sometimes I don't throw the word family out. Even at work, at Healing Hands, I don't like to use the word family. But here, I believe we are a family. We live together, we do things together, and we rejoice and we suffer together. So if there's something on your heart, share it. We would love to pray with you, talk about it, know what's going on. Because that establishes a hope in this in the environment we live in. So whatever your needs may be, I encourage you to come as together we stand and sing.